From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Kala attends Constitution Day commemoration. And then House Speaker says Indonesia's Independence Day momentum to build excellent human resources. Now the news in detail. Vice President M. Yusuf Kala attended a function to observe Constitution Day organized by the People's Consultative Assembly or MPR at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Sunday. The Assembly's Chairman Zulkifli Hasan, in his remarks, said that the country's constitution will continue to develop in accordance with challenges facing the national and state life. Therefore, he said the understanding of the existing constitution must be in line with the changes. Constitution Day is observed on August 18th annually to commemorate the birth of Indonesia's 1945 Constitution or UUD 1945. As part of the commemoration, the People's Consultative Assembly also organized a national seminar themed Evaluation of the Implementation of the 1945 Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Bambang Susatyo considered the 74th anniversary of Indonesia's independence can be used as a momentum to continue to build superior human resources, both in attitude and mentality. He said this after attending the flag-raising ceremony on Indonesia's Independence Day on August 17th at the State Palace, Jakarta on Saturday. He assessed that gratitude must be manifested in real work, one of which is to become a civilized and superior quality human being. He was grateful that the Indonesian people have the ideology of Pancasila, in which during its 74 years of independence, Pancasila was proven to be capable of warding off civil war turmoil and deep divisions among the nation. He explained that for Indonesia, humans are priceless assets. According to Bambang Susatyo, unlike Japan and other countries that are currently facing a demographic crisis, Indonesia has benefited from increasing bonus demographics. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has taken a strategic step by continuing to nationalize oil and gas management to maximize the contribution of upstream oil and gas. In the momentum of the 74th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia, National Oil and Gas Management became an award from the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources to continue the struggle and ideals of the heroes. Energy management policies are tangible in the activities of the ESDM sector carried out in an effort to practice the fifth precepts of Pancasila, namely social justice for all the people of Indonesia. It was said by Murdo Gantoro as Corporate Secretary of SKK Migas when he was in the Ruby offshore facility owned by Mubadala Petroleum, the Sebuku working area located in the Makassar Strait on Saturday, August 17th. The concrete evidence of these strategic steps includes the management of oil and gas blocks, such as the Mahakam block, or the largest gas block, and the Rokan block, or the largest oil block, to Pertamina. Then the development of strategic oil and gas projects, namely Jangkrik and Jambaran Tiung Biru, and the decision to develop the Masala block. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises at the 74th Indonesian Independence Day celebration is determined to continuing to uphold the sovereignty of the Indonesian economy by always increasing support in order to build SMEs in various regions. It was said by the Secretary of the Ministry of Cooperatives and SMEs, Professor Ruli Indrawan, after the commemoration of the Indonesian Independence Day at the Ministry of Cooperatives and SMEs, Jakarta, on Saturday. Ruli explained the meaning of independence for cooperatives and SMEs as conveyed by President Joko Widodo, namely the development of human resources, especially in the principles of SMEs. For this reason, he said cooperatives and SMEs should be used as the front line to build a better Indonesian economy. Cooperatives and SMEs must also be able to alleviate unemployment and poverty. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs held a public discussion in the context of the launch of a book, Indonesian Presidency at the UN Security Council in May 2019, on Friday, August 16th, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta. The public discussion was attended by a number of officials at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, relevant ministries, institutions, representatives, ambassadors of member countries of the UN Security Council, representatives of think tanks and academics, as well as the media. The book is a document of public accountability as well as all aspects of the implementation of the Indonesian presidency, which contains official statements and a collection of photos of activities that have been held by Indonesia during UNSC presidency. At the opening of the discussion, the Director General of Multilateral Cooperation of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Febrian A. Rudiard, said that the Indonesian presidency to the UN Security Council was a manifestation of Indonesian leadership at the international level. The Indonesian presidency at the United Nations is basically a manifestation of Indonesia's leadership at the international level. As a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, Indonesia continues to try to make improvements and try to contribute to bring change within the Security Council. On the same occasion, the Director General of Multilateral Cooperation also expressed appreciation for the support of various stakeholders in the country during the Indonesian presidency at the UNSC. In the future, it is hoped that there will be synergy and close cooperation to support Indonesia's membership in the UNSC. Indonesia's digital economy is expected to almost double in value from 814 trillion last year to 1,447 quadrillion or 101 billion US dollars by 2024, a recent study says. The joint study by the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance and Nonprofit Research Foundation Laboratorium Data Persada has found that the digital economy generated added value to several sectors, including manufacturing, trade and transportation, and communication. This was stated by Development of Economics and Finance or INDEF Research Director Berly Marta Wardaya on Wednesday. He further said that the digital economy would create 100 trillion rupees value added in the manufacturing industry. Berly said the government should ensure nationwide internet access in its efforts to spur growth in the digital economy, as well as work with business people to develop digital skills development, logistics, and financial access, among other things. The last item. West Kalimantan Governor Sutarmiji said his province would gain optimum benefits from President Joko Widodo's decision to relocate Indonesia's capital city from Jakarta to the island of Kalimantan. The capital city relocation would accelerate development in the island and by considering their geographical proximities, the provinces of West Kalimantan and East Kalimantan could be the most appropriate candidates, he said in Pontianak on Sunday. Sutarmiji said West Kalimantan's geographical position is closer to Jakarta, while East Kalimantan is closer to the eastern parts of Indonesia. However, he said, due to its better infrastructure facilities, East Kalimantan has a great opportunity to be chosen as the location for the new capital city because it is perceived to be more ready than any other province. Governor Sutarmiji said, apart from which province would be selected, West Kalimantan would gain optimum benefits from this capital city relocation owing to the existence of Kijing International Port. He argued that the seaport could support the inflow and outflow of goods for the new capital city. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Spotlight, Sunday, August 18, is on President Hope Scout Movement Shapes Indonesian Human Character. The Scout Movement is expected to shape the Indonesian human character that provides an example to address diversity in the country. The strength and skill of each Scout member is also expected to be able to preserve nature of Indonesia. Both of these messages appeared during the 58th anniversary of the Indonesian Scout Movement at Cibubur Scout Camping Ground in Jakarta on Wednesday, August the 14th. The big roll call to commemorate the 58 years of the Scout Day was led by President Joko Widodo as chairperson of the National Scout Movement. The theme, together with all components of the nation ready to build the unity of the Republic of Indonesia, was considered by President Joko Widodo to be appropriate in responding to the current situation and dynamics of the nation and state. The problems faced by scouts and young people in general today are varied, from drug abuse, street brawl, intolerance, to social media, which is full of hooks and hate speech. The scout movement, which emphasizes education and character building, is very important in overcoming the problems. President Joko Widodo said from the movement of Boy Scouts, a younger generation who love the country and are helpful, steadfast, brave, and ready to defend the integrity of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. The reality of Indonesia as a diverse nation consisting of 740 tribes and more than 1,100 regional languages, according to President Joko Widodo, is something that to be grateful of. Responding to this diversity, scouts can give examples of diversity that actually beautify and unite all scouts. Not only that, the scout movement also set an example of the spirit of love for the nature and love for others. Meanwhile, Chairman of the National Scout Quarter, Commissioner General Budi Waseso, explained this anniversary commemoration involved more than 10,000 scouts. During the event, the chairman also awarded the Tunas Kencana Badge, the highest award for the scout movement, to President Joko Widodo. The badge is usually given to the head of state and a number of figures. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. This is Today in History. I'll begin with August 18, 1945. The Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia is passed. The 1945 Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia is the written basic law of the Republic of Indonesia. The 1945 Constitution was passed as a state constitution by the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Committee on August 18, 1945. During the period of 1999 to 2002, the 1945 Constitution underwent four amendments, which changed the composition of institutions in the Republic of Indonesia's constitutional system. This endorsement was later celebrated as the Day of Indonesian Constitution. Turning to August 18, 2005, massive power outages occurred in Jawa and Bali. The Jawa-Bali power outage on August 18, 2005 affected nearly 100 million people and became one of the biggest power outages in history in Indonesia. This power failure occurred due to a damage in the 500 kilovolt Jawa-Bali extra high voltage air line transmission network. The impact caused, among others, as many as more than 40 electric railroad trips on the Jakarta-Bogor-Tangerang-Bekasi route were cancelled. Meanwhile, at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, the electricity disruption lasted for around 4 hours and caused many flights to be delayed. The potential loss of income economically reaches 200 million rupiahs. I'll conclude with August 18, 2018, opening of the 2018 Asian Games. The Asian Games are a major sports event held every 4 years with athletes from all over Asia and organized by the Asian Olympic Council. The 2018 Asian Games take place in the cities of Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Vice President Yusuf Kala, officially opened the 2018 Asian Games at the Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta, on Saturday, August the 18th. In front of the participants, tens of thousands of spectators who packed the main stadium, President Joko Widodo in his speech stated, "On behalf of all the people of Indonesia, he was proud and honored for the arrival of special guests from 45 countries." Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pusaka abadi nan jaya. faced with so many different races. I've seen so many faces, never bothered me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can stand to face it, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop then, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempatku. Bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wai dibesarkan
muda.
Kenan berlindung di hari tua
sampai akhir menutup mata.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian Hunting and Shooting Association holds 3 international championships for the preparation of SEA Games. Executive Board of the Indonesian Hunting and Shooting Association, or PB Perbakin, holds 3 international championships in a bid to face the SEA Games 2019, which will take place in Manila, the Philippines. The 3 championships comprise Southeast Asia Youth Training Camp Air Rifle, which will be held from 15 to 22nd of August, the first Indonesia Shooting Championship Open Tournament, as well as the 43rd Southeast Asia Shooting Championship, or SISA, which will be held from 18 to 27th of August 2019 at the Istora Senayan Shooting Range in Jakarta. Daily Chairman of PB Perbakin, Siswanto, in a press release received on Wednesday, August 14th, said that Chairman of PB Perbakin, legend Joni Suprianto, sets a number of important goals in organizing the championships, for example, increasing the preparedness of Indonesian athletes to take part at SEA Games 2019 and observing the skills of the athletes from other countries. The championships are expected to encourage Indonesian athletes to perform better. The championships will be participated in by 21 countries and they will involve more than 400 athletes and officials. As many as 11 Southeast Asian countries will participate in the SISA. Meanwhile, 10 countries will take part at Indonesian Open. The countries that will participate in SISA comprise Singapore, Hong Kong, Macau, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Taiwan. Meanwhile, the countries that will take part in Indonesia Open are Australia, Kazakhstan, Sri Lanka, South Korea, Nepal, Japan, China, Tajikistan, Bangladesh, and Kuwait. Siswanto explained that all shooting branches competed in SEA Games 2019 will be contested at the championships, which will be hosted by Perbakin. The participants comprise the athletes of Perbakin, as well as police and army. Listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Voice of Indonesia.
Radio Wasafis Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, featuring various aspects of Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, art and culture, even culinary. For culinary lovers who are in Indonesia, precisely in Kudus, Central Java, this time I will introduce a unique menu that you should try from Kudus, Central Java, called Nasi Jangkrik, or if roughly translated into English, cricket rice. The name indeed sounds rather strange. Does this food really contain crickets? Even though it is called nasi jangkrik or cricket rice, it turns out that this delicious and appetizing food does not contain crickets at all. This Kudus special food consists of warm rice with some meat and spicy savory flavor. The meat is cut into small cubes and boiled until tender. Then add traditional spices such as red chili, garlic, galangal, candlenut, and kencur. After that, coconut milk is added and then cooked for around 4 hours or more until it is tender, and then marinate chips. It is served with fried shallot, a mixture of cabbage and tofu. Nasi jangkrik is unique because it is usually wrapped in thick leaves tied with bamboo string or woven straw. It is said that this makes the aroma of this rice become special, but to get the maximum taste, this rice should be eaten half an hour after being wrapped. The aroma of thick leaves mixed with warm rice makes nasi jangkrik more delicious. According to the story, nasi jangkrik is a favorite food of Sunan Kudus, who is one of Wali Songo or nine early propagators of Islam in Indonesia, precisely in Kudus, Central Java. Some say this food is called nasi jangkrik or cricket rice because the fried shallot sprinkled over the gravy or sauce shaped like crickets, glazed and brownies. But some say that when Sunan Kudus and fellow propagators of Islam ate together, Sunan Kudus' wife at that time served this special dish. When tasting it, somebody exclaimed, "Jangkrik, what is this? So delicious and extraordinary." Jangkrik, by the way, is an exclamation word in Japanese like OMG. The exclamation that praised the delicious food has finally become the culinary name. In Kudus, nasi jangkrik is distributed free of charge every Ashura day or every the 10th of Muharram month in Islamic calendar. It is the day for the traditional ritual of opening luwur or opening a mosquito net covering the tomb of Sunan Kudus. If you want to taste the delicious nasi jangkrik, you will easily find it sold by many vendors in stalls around the town. They usually starts from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
suatu saat kita akan kembali. Apakah kau akan menepati janjimu itu? Aku di sini menunggumu untuk menjemputku.
Oh.
Here is Miss Alani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Miss Alani is about Indonesian speech competition for foreigners. More foreigners were interested in Indonesian language. That was seen from high enthusiasm of international youths who joined speech contest, storytelling, and debate in Indonesian language. The competition held in Jakarta on Thursday, August 15th, was joined by 34 participants of 18 to 30 years old. They came from 18 countries, namely nations in Southeast Asia and some other countries like China, Uzbekistan, Russia, France, USA, Egypt, and India. 2019 is the fifth year for the competition. Yaya Zakaria, International Facility Division Head of Indonesian Education Ministry's International Planning and Cooperation Bureau, said every country sent two participants who won Indonesian speech contest, storytelling, and debate in their own countries. In the speech contest, the participants were given 15 minutes to have their speech about tolerance. Besides that, the participants must answer questions from the judges. According to organizing committee, tolerance was chosen as the theme to introduce the world that despite of having diverse ethnicities, religions, and beliefs, Indonesia still prioritizes unity. Nevertheless, the participants could still put their critical thoughts into their speeches. Meanwhile, Amy Emilia, Head of Strategy Development and Language Diplomacy at Language and Book Development Agency, who was also a judge in the Indonesian Speech Contest, also said, every year the Indonesian language spoken by the participants always improved. Besides that, content of their speech also got better. It means with good language skill, these foreign youths could read Indonesian book and articles, and then obtain good knowledge about Indonesia. Emmy Emilia added, this was a positive cultural diplomacy. With 250 million native speakers, Indonesian language is very potential to be international language. It just needs to add foreign speakers and various international events using Indonesian language. From speakers' aspect, there have been 9,000 alumni of Dharma Siswa program from Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry, the foreigners who come to Indonesia to study the country's culture for 1 year. They became Indonesian cultural advocate in their own countries. This number is yet to include people who study Indonesian language independently in their countries, and Indonesian diasporas who introduce Indonesian culture to locals in daily activities. So listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Puri Safri Adela. See you next time.
Kesempatan untuk bisa merindukanmu, jangan datang terus. Beri juga aku ruang bebas dan sendiri, jangan ada terus. Aku butuh tahu seberapa ku butuh kamu. Percayalah rindu baik untuk kita. Baik buruk perubahanku tak akan kau sadari. Kita berevolusi. Bila kita ingin tahu seberapa besar sayang kita punya, kita butuh ruang. Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai. Tak butuh ruang sendiri-sendiri. Untuk tetap menghargai, oh rasanya sepi. Sekalipun ada malam yang tiba rasanya sepi. Menjelang siang kau tahu sore ini tak pernah sekalipun ada malam yang dingin hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai, tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai. Oh,
oh. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner segment. Still in the atmosphere of Indonesia's independence, Music Corner for today still presents the national anthem. This time a song by Ibu Sud, Isyana Sarasvati's version of Tanah Airku will be the song that played for today's Music Corner. This song was released by Isyana on August 12, 2016 to become a soundtrack to the film titled My Trip, My Adventure, Lost in Paradise. The music arrangement was accompanied by a grand piano solo and the orchestra was filled by Alvin Witarsa. According to her, the song Tanah Airku is the national anthem attached to her since childhood. Therefore, she claimed there was a certain pride when she was trusted to rearrange and bring this version of her song. Here we present you Tanah Airku by Isyana Sarasvati.
Tanah airku tidak ku lupakan, kan terkenang selama hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Percaya kau juga cinta. rasa kita sama. Ku peduli kau anggapku mengapa.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.